Chapter 1. Dear listener, I'm glad you're here. Before we go any further, there's something I want you to know. Right now, in this moment, you're already loved. The greatest love you will ever experience will not be found in another person, but in the God who placed the stars in the sky, who brings the sun up every morning, who gave you life, and who was prepared to give up everything so you could know him. He loves you endlessly, completely, and just as you are. You can do nothing to make him love you more and nothing to make him love you less. No matter what happens in your life, whether you marry or don't, whether you have children or don't, no relationship will ever matter more than the relationship with the God who carries your name on his heart. If you can really grasp that, I have a feeling that the rest of this book will feel like common sense. If you're hoping for advice on when to date, how to date, or even if you should date at all, it's only fair to tell you now that we're going to talk more about love and marriage than we are about dating. I realise that might seem like a strange choice. Surely you need to figure out dating before you start thinking about love and marriage. You don't need to think about what might happen in the future until you get there, right? Think about how often we start preparing for the future long before it happens. If you want to be an Olympic athlete, you start training when you're just a child. If you want to be a great musician, you spend hours and hours practicing. Often before you're ready, you start to choose subjects at school that will help you with the career you might be interested in. The person we marry, or the decision whether to get married at all, will have a huge impact on our lives. Yet we do very little to prepare ourselves. To me, that doesn't make a lot of sense. The reason we're not going to focus on dating is simple. It's not because I'm trying to avoid the subject. I know that those conversations are important. It's because I think it makes sense to decide where you're going before you decide how to get there. The kind of love you want to end up with will impact if, when, and who you date along the way. My prayer is that in God's design for relationships, you'll catch a glimpse of a love that so many people before you have missed. This love is so beautiful that it's worth working towards. We live in a world where instant happiness seems more important than something better that is further down the road. What is easy often appears more desirable than what is good. If you believe the messages that will come at you from most movies, TV shows and adverts, and maybe even from some of your friends, you'll be fooled into settling for love that's just a shadow of the real thing. To live in the 21st century and pursue the kind of love God describes in the Bible takes enormous courage. We're going to look at lots of things together, including why other people matter so much to us, what it actually means to love someone. This one might be a bit surprising. What you might want to look for in someone you're eventually going to marry, and why sex was God's idea all along. Through it all, I hope you will see that God is on your side. He created you, he understands you, and he knows what you need even better than you do. The problem is that unless we allow him to teach us how to love and be loved, we will always settle for less. The love God wants for you, even when it takes courage, is better than anything you'll find on your own. Starting with chapter 2, you'll notice that each chapter ends with three short sections: questions, think about, and digging deeper. You don't have to use these sections, but you might find that they help you think through what you have heard. All of these questions will also be included in a PDF that accompanies this audio product. Questions. If you'll be listening to this audiobook with a parent or youth leader,